Zohar says that the reason why Yitzchak had a special affection for Esau, the Lashon is kol zina racham lezine, that every min has particular interest in its own min. Zohar tells us that Yitzchak is the mid of gvura, which is like the sad small, versus chesed, which would be, let's say, mitzad yamin. Being that Yitzchak was mitzad smol, he comes from a place of din, that's the Sharash Nishmasai, and Esav was from that place too. Vayehav, Yitzchak is Esav. That's why Yitzchak loved Esav. Now, because they came from the same Sharash, Yitzchak and Esav, it's for this reason that they had an atiyah towards a similar derech of life in Avodah. Chazal tell us, Medrash Tehillim, Gibor Ba'aretz Yihye Zarai. Who is this Gibor that the Pasuk refers to? Ze Yitzchak. Yitzchak is called a Gibor. In fact, even Gibor Ba'aretz Yihye Zaro implies that he'll have a Zera, which will also be a Gibor, unless it's referring to Avram. That Avram will have Yitzchak. It's in Tehillim Kuf Yud Beis. Now, Esav saw his father Yitzchak was a Gibor. He came from a place of Gevura. And he said, I'm also a Gibor. I come from the same place. Let me be a Gibor like my father's a Gibor. So what did he do? He went ahead and he looked around the world and he said, who else is a Gibor? Who's the very first person in the Torah who is called a Gibor? Nimrod. Torah calls Nimrod a Gibor Tzayid. Lifnei Hashem. So Esav was looking for the role model, the Torah's role model of who's a Gibor, and he found it in Nimrod, a Gibor Tzayid. What did he do? Chazal say that he went ahead and he killed Nimrod because he coveted his coat. It wasn't an ordinary coat. This is the coat of Adam Arishon. So here you have Esav, who comes from a Sheresh of Gvura, wants to be like his father. We know he loved his father very much. He's looking for the role model of Gvura. He finds Nimrod, who's the Gibor Tzayid, kills Nimrod, takes the coat, and the Lashon of the Medrash is, okay, Kishalavash Oysam, when he wore these coats, Nasigam Hu Gibor. He was also a Gibor. So you can imagine Esav walking around with his Gvalda coat, the big Balgaibar, right? What was, in fact, the Gvura of Esav after all? Chazal say that any time he wore the coat, all the animals would come down and they would bow to him. Right? This is the Gvalda Gvura of Esav. That he was the Moishal of the Chayas. He was the king of the jungle. Right? It's mamish ridiculous. This is the Gvura which Yitzchak found. That he found to be Chashuv. Like, similar we find by Haman. That how ridiculous it was that when Ahasuerus said to him, I'll give you anything which you want, what is it that you want? I'll give it to you. What does he choose? He chooses that he should parade around town, that everybody should say to him, Kachi yasi ala ish, Hashem ala chavis bikra. Like he would pretend to be the king. He wasn't even the king. It was complete dimyonos. The whole thing was just a dimyon. And Esau lived in that world also. So his world was, if I'm going to be a Gibor, let me be a Gibor like Nimrod. What's interesting is that Nimrod is called a Gibor Tzayid, and Esav is called an Ish Sadeh, Ish Tzayid, Ish Tzayid, Ish Sadeh. As if it was like he was trying to be like Nimrod. He saw Gvur in Nimrod. What's the mistake here? The mistake here is that there's Chitzonius and there's Pnimius. There's the real way to do things, which is always a pnimius way. And then there's the fake, superficial, artificial way of the regular world of doing things, which is the chitzonius way. And Esav was an ish sadeh. Ish sadeh always implies chitzonius. Because the relationship between a sadeh and a bayis is the relationship between chitzonius and pnimius. Yaakov was an ish ayalim, which means everything which he did in pnimius. Whereas Esav was an Ishtada, that he understood things on the Chitzonius. So he saw Nimrod as the Gevaldik Gibor. He was a Gibor in strength, because he had this coat. I want the coat. He saw that his father was also a Gibor, which is why he went in the way of Yitzhak, because he came from that Shirish too. He saw even that Yitzhak was an Ishtada himself. Because it says, Vayetze Yitzhak Lasuach Basada. Yitzhak, he was Koveya his Makom Tefila in the Sada. Yitzhak himself was an Ishtada. So he said, oh, my father's an Ishtada, I'm also going to be an Ishtada. And that's exactly what he was. He was an Ishtzayed, like Nimrod was, and he was an Ishtada, just like Yitzhak was. And it could even be that Chazal said that he was an Ishtzayed, he was Mitzada Umaram of the Fiv. He knew how to trick with his mouth. It could even be that he learned from Yitzhak. Because what did he see? He saw Yitzhak going into the field and he would talk. He would move his mouth, he would talk. So he says, oh, my father talks with his mouth in the field, so I can also do that. But he wasn't oimid on the pnimius of who Yitzhak was. Yitzhak wasn't a gibor. He wasn't a gibor in physical strength. He wasn't an ish sodeh, like a man of the field. He wasn't Tarzan. He was a pnimius tika ish sodeh. Vayetze Yitzhak Lasuach Pasada, that he was a man of the field because he was mispalel in the field. And not just as any field. Yitzhak wasn't a man who liked fields. Chazal say that he went and davened in the place of the Beis HaMikdash, which may have been a field at that time. Mefarshim say that later on, only when Avram Avinu davened, did Moriah become a har. But really before that, it was a sada. But it could be that happened by the Akedah, in which case, I have to figure that out. But to Yitzhak, it was a sada. Or Chazal say he went to the Stei Machpelah. But he didn't have interest in fields. This is the place where his mother was buried. This is the Pshad Gan Eden. But an Ish Chitzon, you can look at something and see the complete external aspect of it and lose the pnimius of it. That's exactly what he did. Another example of the Chitzonius of Esav, we know the Torah tells us that he married at the age of 40. Why the age of 40? Chazal say Yitzhak married at the age of 40, so too he married at the age of 40. But what was the whole reason why Yitzhak married at the age of 40? It was because it was very late. Chazal say that Rashi says at the end of Parshas Vayera, he says, Halavai, I should have married him earlier because I had the Shechta now, he'd be without any children. But Esav just looked at the Chitzonius. Oh, my father 40? Oh, I'll do 42. Right? A child, let's say if a child has a father that he gets made late, what we consider to be late, let's say at the age of 30. He's not going to start dating at 30 because his father married at 30. He's going to start dating when he's supposed to start dating. But Esav had a way of seeing everything bechitzonius. That's what it means to be an ishtada. Whereas Yaakov Avinu, as we said, was an ishtam and ishoyalim, that he was an ishpnimi, and you would think that Yaakov really has no shaykhis to Yitzhak, especially come they come from a different root, but that's not the case. That although Chazal tell us that Yaakov was an ishoyalim, where did he learn? In the yeshiva Zashem Ve'ever. Not even in the yeshiva of Yitzhak. Of course, Yitzhak was his rabbi. His father was his rabbi. But that's not where he spent his ikar time learning. He was koveya makom in the Beis Medrash of Shein Va'ever. As if he did not choose to learn by Yitzhak Avinu. That he learned Torah somewhere else. Which would imply and seem on the outside that Yaakov really wasn't so makosher to Yitzhak. But that's not the case. Because an ish pimi doesn't look at the chitzonis of things. Doesn't see that Yitzhak is a man of the field. He saw that Yitzhak was a man of Torah and Tefillah. So he really, in Pnimius, most resembled Yitzhak Aviv. Because he was learning Torah and he was davening all the time. It's interesting that Esav was like the Gabbai of Yitzhak. He was like his Gabbai. And he found that he would have a mahalach and being makashar himself to Yitzhak. Why? That, as Chazal say in the end of Ksuvis, that a person is mahana tamidei chachamim min hachasav. He's nice and let's say PM Shalta Midrachamim, that's his kashrus, Tatam Mechachan, that's Uvoy Sidbak. He can have his kashrus to Yitzhak by providing for him. But in truth, that's only Bechitzonius. Because the real way to be Mistavik oneself, Tatam Midrachamim, is to be a Talmud Chacham also. Is to be a Talmud of the Chachamim. And that's exactly what Yaakov did. That he had more of a kesher to Yitzhak through the Torah and Tefillah which he learned, and that he learned from him, than Esav did, who would provide for him.
Where is the Torah aspect of Yitzhak? Where do we see it?
That he learned Torah? What do you see? The Torah aspect of it?
After
the Kedah? Huh? Yeah, I'll say that after the Kedah, he learned Torah in Shemayim for 3 years. It really doesn't come out. We don't find much about the life of Yitzhak as it is, because his personality, that he was a big tzanuah, he was master himself. Everything he did was concealment. Was a concealment.
Rashi also says that Yaakov is Yoshivoham, right? So Rashi says that he was between Adam and Yitzhak's tent. It's like the same idea that he was like listening to both of them, right? Like Chazal said, you want to know what daughter Hefer is versus the daughter Asher. You listen to the one who says Hefer, the one who says Asher, and you're having Nebo, and you understand that that's what's going on. So we see that Yaakov is already setting up his own,
It could be. We find by. He himself. Chazal say that, yeah. It's just not clear from the Pesukim, though. Yitzchak did spend time in Shiva Shemir also, yeah. In Chitzonius, you find that by Tzadikim also, there was a way by Tzadikim that when they would choose gabbais for themselves, they would choose, like, not from the best guys in Yeshiva. The av of all this, the Shai Rishmi calls it as Elisha and Gehazi. Elisha and Gehazi. Like, yeah. We find others by tzaddikim. For example, the Rav Shitzur Rebbe had a gabbai, his name was Yoshua. It was like the mamish from the Amaratzim, the biggest Amaratzim. And also the Tzvila Tzaddik, the Blue Jiver Rebbe, he had a gabbai who was like a rush almost. His name was Gimple. Gimple the gabbai. They say many stories about these gabbaim. They had reasons why they did that, but it's really similar to the relationship between Yitzhak and Esav. The reason why is because a gabbai sees that the chashivas of being close to the tzaddik is like to be in the dalai lamas of the tzaddik all the time. Right? As long as he can be in the dalai lamas of the tzaddik, observing the tzaddik, knowing when he wakes up, knowing when he goes to bed, this and that, that to ish chitzoni is what it means, his kashrus to a tzaddik. But the real his kashrus to a tzaddik doesn't come from that. The real his kashrus to a tzaddik comes from the love which one has for the tzaddik, by learning the Torahs of the tzaddik, by being mispalo for the tzaddik. That's how an ish pnimi is mekasher himself to a tzaddik. And that's how Yaakov was mekasher himself to Yitzhak. Not by being in his dalai lamas all the time. He left that for Esav, because that's what an ish chitzoni thinks is real kashrus. That the people that they push and shove to be close to the Rebbe, and to be standing in the dalai lamas of the Rebbe. That's all good in this world in the dalai lamas. What about in the higher world? It's not about time and space. It's about the heart. It's about the pnimius. That's how one makes a truest kashrus to a tzaddik. That's why by tzaddikim, even after the tzaddik passes away, there's still mekusher to that tzaddik. Because to be mekusher to the tzaddik doesn't mean that he has to be in this world or be in the dalai lamas of that person. That's b'derech hakdama. Torah tells us here, Vayeta Yitzhak l'Hashem l'necha chishto ki akarahi v'yasa l'Hashem. That Yitzhak David, and he was answered. Chazal say, Vayeta loy v'loy lo. That Hashem answered the tefillas of Yitzhak and not the tefillas of Rivka, because he was a tzaddik ben tzaddik and she was a tzaddik ben rasha, and we can't. It's ain't no dome as such a tefillah to that tefillah. Now this lashon of vayetar is a very interesting lashon. Vayetar. Rashi says here above a hiftzir, he davened a lot, he pushed a lot in his davening, he davened a lot that this should happen. With Pinchas, at the end of his Sefer Tiferes Torah, he quotes a mind-blowing vort, where he says like this: the way of Yitzhak always was really not to be active, rather reactive, passive, I guess he would say, in his avodas Hashem. By Yitzhak, everything was just like Hashem who does. Here, however, he was yotze min haklal, and he davened a lot and a lot that Rivka should become pregnant. So somebody once told Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld that it could be that because Yitzhak here, that he davened so much, which is shaloi kefidarkai, that's why Esav was born and Abraham lost 5 years of his life. As if to say like this, let's first be mazbe for a second. Okay? There's something which is called to be doichek esaketz, that when there's not the right time for something to happen and a person pushes, it can happen, Hashem will grant the tefillah, but because it didn't happen in the right time, there's going to be consequences because of that. So Hashem tells us, that's what the Gemara says, that a Jew is not allowed to be doichek esaketz. You don't push Mashiach should come. It has to come in its time. And there's tremendous chachma involved in that. And tzaddikim had a very, they walked on the tightrope in their avodas Hashem, Some tzaddikim said that. If you want, tzaddikim would say, if you want, I can bring the Mashiach now, they would say. Many tzaddikim said that. I can bring the Mashiach right now if I want it. But they would say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits, I can also wait. I can also wait. So there's something which is called being Deich Yitzhaketz. And it could be that over here, there was an aspect of Hirba V'Hiftzeh, that since he was so persistent in his tefillah, as a consequence of that, Esav was born as a Rasha. Because this wasn't the time for Rivka to have these children. Perhaps even a remnant to this is that over here where it says, Vayisreitzu Habanim Bekirba, that the children that they were running in her stomach, the Lashon of the Targum is V'dachakin B'naya B'me'aha, V'dachakin. It's like Deichik. It was a Deichik in the stomach. Which means to say that there was a Deichik as a Ketz here which took place. Because Yitzhak was here B'vihitzir. In fact, the Gemara refers to what's called the Iyun Tfilah. That Iyun Tfilah is a type of Tfilah where a person that he, Rashi says, to daven too much about something, to be too persistent, to which the Gemara says that a person is down on this every single day because of Iyun Tfilah. Now we're not, Chas V'Shalom, criticizing Yitzhak of this. We're trying to bring out a Hashkafa. We're not being critical of Yitzhak. We're trying to bring out a Hashkafa from the Pesukim. If you take a look at the Rav Shitzer on these Pesukim of Yassel Hashem, he must have like 10 Vartlach, where he learns out mamish, like the essence of tefillah from this word Vayetha. Okay, so we're not coming to say anything, not like the tzaddikim who praise the derech of tefillah from here, from Yitzhak Avinu. We're trying to bring out a hashkafa. But it could be because of what's called Hirba V'Hiftzir. That's why Esav was born now, and not as opposed to later. And it could be Hashem wanted to wait 5 years. But because of that, we know that Abraham, why did he die 5 years prematurely, Rashi says? So you shouldn't see Esav go off the derech. So you see that Avram was supposed to live to 180 like Yitzhak, but he lost 5 years because it could have been that had Yitzhak waited another 5 years and not been so persistent, then Avram would have died prematurely. This is what somebody suggested. We were malbish it a little bit more. But the main thing was that because maybe Vayyaser, it was Hirba V'Hiftzir, that's why Avraham lost 5 years of his life. That was the consequence. When Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld heard this, he said on the spot, oh, Vayyaser is Gematria Chamesh Shonim. On the spot. Ryan Cutler heard this, he said that you see here, he had a Hizgalus of Ruach HaKadosh to say such a Gematria on the spot. Here's where Pinkus rings at the end of Tiferes Torah. Now, it could be that a smach to this is what Rashi over here. Rashi here on the word Vayaser, he needs to translate for you what the word Vayaser means. Rashi quotes three psukim in Nach, where we find the slash in the Vayasar, and if you take a look at all of them, they all imply something negative. It says, Va'asar anan haktayres oyle. That Yechezkel gives rebuke to Bnei Yisrael because they're offering tefillos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are not good tefillos. He'atartem alai divechem, Yechezkel again says, that Hashem is saying through the Navi, that you bothered me. You bothered me with your tefillos. He'atartem alai divechem. And even the pasuk, v'ne'ataros neshikosone, that the neshikos of a sone are v'ne'atartem. Where do we find neshikos of a sone? Esav. Esav. How he kissed. He's called a sone, the neshikos of a sone. V'ne'ataros. If you put it all together, it could be it's implicit from Rashi that Vayaser, there was a slight chitzonius to the tefillah of Vayaser, which comes out from the Hirba V'Hiftzir. In fact, the fact that Vayaser has a connection to Ketairis in this pasuk, that it says Va'asar Anan HaKetairis Ayla, we find that Yitzhak, who instituted the tefillah of Mincha, has a sheiches to Ketairis. Because the pasuk says in Tehillim, and some say this before every single Shemona Esrei by Mincha, it says, "Tikoin tefilasi k'tayres tefanecha, masas kapai minchas arif." That tefilas mincha has a special connection to the k'tayres. Yisak instituted mincha, and Yisak we see davens in an oifena vayyaser lai Hashem, vayyat hayitzak l'Hashem. So you have a shaychus here to k'tayres. We have in this week's parsha that you have Esav, and Esav has a wife called Basmas. And what does Rashi say about this Basmas? Why is she called Basmas? Because she offered Ketairis to Avodah Zarah. That's why she's called Basmas. That even Esav and his wife, and the tefillahs which they have a Shaykh to, that's called Ketairis. That is the shaykh is to what's called here Asar Anan Haktiris Ayla. And what happens because of these tefillos, the Haktiris, which Esav and his wives were involved in? What happened to Yitzchak because of that? Came blinded. Vatichena Enav Miraos. So Imamish came around to him that he was blinded by this Anan, by this Asar Anan Haktiris. And he knew it was because of Esav, because the pasuk says, "Vatichena einav mirayis vayikra lebenoi Esav." He called to Esav, as if to say, "Esav is responsible for this." That Esav is responsible because. But where did it all come from? It all comes from vayet haYitzchak laHashem, because he davened in an oifen of hirba v'hiftzir. In fact, "Tichena einav mirayis," is Rashi Tevos. Tichena einav re'ois. Is that Shitevas? Atar, right, which is this shayrish. I just mentioned Agav. You need to understand what this means. Here, Brother Hefzer. My Rebbe was once, he told me, when I was once discussing this with my Rebbe, he told me that he once mentioned this pshat on his own in the shir, and there was a Breslover who was sitting in the crowd, and my Rebbe said that there was epis, maybe something to take issue with, was called Hirba V'Hiftzir, which again, the Gemara talks about Eon Tfila like this. He said that the Breslover, my Rebbe said he wanted to eat me up. Because by Breslov there's a very strong emphasis of davening, and davening a lot, and davening again. He says the Breslover Chassa wanted to eat me up. And my Rebbe said, I still stand by what I say. And I understand that Breslov has the Mahalach, and it's not a Stira B'chal. But you have to understand what it means, what's a good hirba v'hifzer, what's not a good hirba v'hifzer. You find this lashon of ha'atiru, particularly in one sugi in Torah more than anywhere else, that's in Mitzrayim. That any time the Torah refers to tefillah in Mitzrayim, it refers to it by a lashon of ha'atiru. Pyro says to Moshe numerous times, ha'atiru ba'adi, ha'atiru la'ashem. Even Moshe refers to tefillah in Mitzrayim as a lashon ha'atara. What's pshat? Because we know the Chazal tell us that Mitzrayim is not called a makom of tefillah. In fact, whenever Moshe had to daven, he had to leave the town. It says Mitzrayim is not called a makom tefillah. Whereas Eretz Yisrael is a makom shel tefillah, which is merumis too in the fact that Geshem falls in Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't fall in Mitzrayim. Because the first time we find tefillah anywhere in the Torah is by Geshem. The Torah tells us that it didn't rain yet by Ma'aseh Bereishis because there was nobody to daven for the rain. That tefillah and rain are associated with each other. So Eretz Yisrael, which is a makom of Geshem, it's called a makom of Tefillah, but Mitzrayim, which is not called a makom of Geshem, it's not a makom of Tefillah. In that place in Mitzrayim where there's no Tefillah, you find that Tefillah is called the Lashon of Atara. It's interesting. So what is the inyan of Tefillah? What's the secret of Tefillah? That Eretz Yisrael is called a makom of Tefillah, yet Mitzrayim is not called a makom of Tefillah. And what does it have to do with Ha'atara? So we've spoken about not too long ago is that there's tefillah b'pnimius and there's tefillah b'chitzonius. The conventional way of tefillah is that I daven and Hashem answers. I daven and the tefillahs go up to Shemayim and then they're answered there. That's tefillah b'chitzonius. But that's not tefillah b'pnimius. Tefillah b'pnimius, as we said before, is the secret of that when I daven, Hashem davens from my mouth. Hashem svasai tiftach ufi yagiti lasacha. Like the Gemara says, minayin shakadosh baruch hu mispalo. From where do we know that Hashem davens? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens from my mouth. Now what's the advantage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu davening from my mouth? There's many advantages. But one advantage is that if Hashem davens from my mouth, the tefillahs don't need to go up. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gozer from my mouth, what should happen? That there's no distance which needs to be traveled from my tefillah to have to go up to where it needs to be in Iskabel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu davening from my mouth means that on contact, it's answered. Meaning, immediately as it leaves my mouth, the tefillah's already been ended. Because I'm not the one davening, asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu he should answer the tefillah. That literally, from the moment it leaves my mouth, it's already answered. That there's no distance in time in between the tefillah itself and the Kabbalah Satfila. There's no such thing as Kabbalah Satfila. That tefillah is mamash Iskabel. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is davening from my mouth. And this is the way that tzaddikim daven. That by tzaddikim, the moment they daven, the tefillah is already answered. That's what Hanina ben Dosa says in the Gemara, that I know im tfilasi shkura b'fi. If the tefillah is sugar in my mouth, I'm knowing that I'm nana. How do you know? The Torah says that if it's sugar b'fi, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is davening it, not me. And if Hashem is davening, I'm batuach that it's answered. It doesn't need to be answered. It's already been eskaled. This is the difference between tefillah Mitzrayim and tefillah Eretz Yisrael. Tefillah Mitzrayim is called ha'atiru. And that's what the Torah tells us here. Vayet ha'yitzak l'Hashem l'noich ha'chishtai. Vayi'oselo Hashem. That he davened and the tefillah was answered. Because if you daven like Mitzrayim, which is not a makom tefillah, which is just the conventional way to daven, which is that I daven, it goes up and Hashem answers it, then there's a Kabbalah Satzvilah. That's why, by the way, the Torah says that the Beis HaMikdash is called Beis Tfila Yikarei L'Cholo Amin. The La'as Lavo, everybody will come to the Makam HaMikdash and Davin there. Why do people come to the Makam HaMikdash and Davin there? Why should Goyim come to the Makam HaMikdash and Davin there? You know why? Because the Beis HaMikdash is the place which is the shortest distance between from where the Tfilas need to come from and where they need to go to. Because the Beis HaMikdash is the place where the Tfilas go up. So that's why everybody from all over the world comes there, because any simple-minded person, which is most of us, that we daven the conventional way of tefillah, that we understand that tefillah means tefillahs go up and they have to be in a skabel, so the best place to daven is the Beis HaMikdash. Because there's the least travel time between from the point that I leave my mouth to where it needs to go. But La'as HaLavo, a Jew will understand that I don't even need to daven by the Beis HaMikdash so for my tefillah to be in a skabel. Leave that for the Goyim who are the chitzoniestic people. But a Jew, I'm not even going to daven. Hashem's going to daven for my mouth. You could do that anywhere. You could do that anywhere. That's what we find by Avraham Avinu. That where do we find this idea of tefillah being neskabel mamish right away in this oifen? By Eliezer in last week's parasha. Eliezer comes to the well and he says and he davens that I should find a wife for Yitzhak. Chazal say, terem achal al davar. Even before he finished davening, his tefillah was already answered. Why is that? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was being mispalo from his mouth. How was he zeichet to that? There it says he was Eved Avram. That the schus of Avram was aimed for him. Because Avram's way of davening was that the Kodesh Baruch Hu davens for my mouth. Where do you see that? Chazal say, HaKoveya Makom L'Tfilasai. Anybody who's Koveya Makom for his tefillah, Elokei Avram Be'ezrei. The God of Avram is with him. Koveya Makom L'Tfilasai means that you don't need the Beis HaMikdash to daven. Avraham is the only one of the Avos HaKadoshim where we don't find where he establishes tefillah that he davened by the Beis HaMikdash. Yaakov, Vayifka B'Makom, he established Ma'ariv where? Chazal say, by the Makom HaMikdash. Either it came to him or he came to it. Yitzhak, Vayitzhak, Lasuach, Vasadeh, he went to the Beis HaMikdash. Avraham, where did he daven? Somewhere in your stone. But he wasn't davening at the Makom HaMikdash, which is why Chazal say, HaKoveya Makom L'Tfilasai, look at Avraham Be'ezrei. Because Avraham, when he davened from a place that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was misfollowed from my mouth. And being that Eliezer was an Eved of Avraham and a Shliach of Avraham, when he davened, he had the same thing happen to him. It's like a Bechina of Eretz Yisrael, HaKoveya Makom. That Eretz Yisrael, just like Eretz Yisrael, is a Kfiyas Makom L'Tfilah. Anywhere that Avraham davened was Bechina of Eretz Yisrael. That's how you daven in Eretz Yisrael. Daven in Eretz Yisrael means that you daven Hashem davened from your mouth. So Eliezer had that and it was davened right away. In fact, every single day where it's a tainus, there's a school for this. Because we say in tainus, we add the word anenu, we add tfilas anenu, we say in anenu, terem yikru v'aniya ane, oitim edav nishma. Tainus is a lashon aniya satfila, that the tfilah is answered. That the school that in a tainus, that a tfilah will be nene, because since a person has a gvura sapeh, he's moishal on his peh, that's why the tfilah is answered right away. Every tfilah is like that. And this is the way of David HaMelech. It's called the Tefillah of an Ani. The Tefillah of an Ani means, the Zayin says that of all the Tefillahs, the Tefillah of an Ani is the best. Tefillah la'ani chiyatev. Because an Ani knows he has nothing of his own. I'm not davening, Hashem davens from me. That's how David HaMelech davens. In fact, David says about himself, Va'ani Tefillah. I am the Tefillah. As if to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens through me, and I'm his Tefillah. I'm not the Mispalel, David says. He doesn't say, Va'ani Mispalel. Ani Tefillah. I am the Tefillah. Hashem davens and I'm his tefillah. I'm the words of Hashem. So that's what you have here. That it could be there was a tzan chitzonius to the tefillah of Yitzhak. That since he was Vayeyaseh, Vayeta Yitzhak Lashem, that he davened in a Bechina like Mitzrayim, which is called Hirba V'Hiftzir, that in Chitzonius it's a lot. For that reason, the tefillahs have to go up to Shemayim. And one of the reasons why you don't want to have your tefillahs to go up to Shemayim is because there's a lot of bandits and robbers along the way who try to take away tefillahs. That's why the Zohar says, Al tiki vayeaser, vayetar, ele vayechater. You have to switch the ayin for a ches. That Hashem, that he made a tunnel to accept the tefillah of Yitzhak. As if he took it in a roundabout way. In a hidden way, he was makabel the tefillah of Yitzhak. Why did it have to be that way? Because the Torah says, if you're going to daven in a way which is chitzanius, where the tefillah has to go up, and everybody knows, all the malachim, the bad malachim, and the satan knows that, Yitzhak is davening, I'm going to swipe away that tefillah. So Hashem had to make a special chatira in order that Yitzchak's tefillah should be miskav. But it could be that since it was a tefillah ba'ofin chitzonius, out of that came Esav, who was an ish chitzoni. What's interesting is that we find this lashon of vayeaser by Manoach also. It says vayeaser manoach el Hashem. The manoach davin in the lashon of vayeta. So Mekubalim bring here that manoach, that inside manoach were the neshamas of the satan came, and also Yefes. And Yefes, Esav was a Gilgal of Yefes. And Shimshon, who came from Manoach, had the neshama of Yefes. Shimshon was a Gilgal of Yefes and Esav. Azai shteit. There's a very long arichas that Shimshon actually has to show the shaykhs between Esav and Shimshon. Esav took Goyish wives, Shimshon took Goyish wives. He says that Shimshon was a Nazir because he didn't drink, yayin. He relates it to Esav's drinking. It's all Torah which he has here, where he finds the connection between them. What's interesting is that you find Vayi'aser Manoach, that Manoach was also Vayi'aser, and out of that came Shimshon, who ultimately, he wasn't the Mashiach Shai Yisrael, he went off the Derech, in a certain sense, not literally, obviously. But it didn't end up good for Shimshon. Chazal say Manoach was an Amoritz. It means to be an Amoritz means that he, in this context, means that he didn't daven in the way, in the previous way of davening, which is the Bechin of Eretz Yisrael. There's more to say about this. Chazal say, "Lama nimshal tefilas shel tzaddikim la'asar." Why is the tefillah of a tzaddik compared to an atar, which is this vayaser, vayatar? It's a rake. Why is it compared to a rake? So Chazal say, just like an atar is mahapich es atfua, so too the tefillas of tzaddikim are mahapich the midas achzaris of a kodesh baruch hu, the midas rachmanis. Now this seems like it's a gevaldic thing to turn over Hashem's midas achzarias to a midah rachamim. But in a certain sense, this is chitzonistic a little bit. First of all, the mere fact that a tefillah is being compared to a rake is like a downgrade. Why is a tefillah compared to a rake? Compared to a rake. Right? It's funny. And always you can say like the Lashon of Chazal is like, lama. It's like, why should it be that the tefillahs of tzaddikim are like this? Why should it be like this? Because in truth, a real tefillah is not trying to change HaKadosh Baruch Hu's achzarius to be rachmanes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have achzarius at all. The real tefillah is to be megala, the rachmanes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the hand that there was rachmanes all along, the av of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's interesting is that Chazal say that Esav is doim lakash, right? And here we're comparing a tefillah to a rake. So the whole point of raking it up, throwing it up and down, is in order to get off the kash, right? But at the end of the day, you still have a pile of cash, and that's what happened. Right? This tefillahs of Esav, which were vayeaser, vayetar, ultimately there was a cash. There was still an Esav there. Chazal say here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'avel tefillahs and shal tzadikim, that the reason why the Yimos Rakara is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'avel tefillahs and shal tzadikim. Now, al pi chitzonius, it means that Hashem wants you to daven a lot. Hashem wants a lot of tefillahs. But you know what? Sometimes one tefillah is worth more than many tefillahs. Like we find by David HaMelech. Hashem says to David HaMelech, one day of your world, in your life, of Torah and tefillah, is better than 1,000 korbanos that Shlomo will make. Why? Because even though Shlomo made 1,000 tefillahs, 1,000 korbanos, just one day of David HaMelech davening is better. Because sometimes one amazing thing is better than 1,000 which are not so good. And that's really al pi hashkafa satayra, that's really the klal. That we value quality more than quantity. Quality is more than quantity. Because one tefillah that a Kodesh Baruch Hu davened from your mouth is worth more than many thousands of tefillahs which a person can daven on his own. And we have to reiterate, we're not being critical of Yitzhak. We're bringing out a hashkafa. It's just a hashkafa. We can't see anything about Yitzhak Avinu. He's trying to bring out hashkafa from Chazal. But the real way to be mispalo is that a Jew works on himself to the point where that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mispalo from his piv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one davening, not the one davening. That's called tefillah la'ani. There's a chitzonius of tefillah and there's a pnimius of tefillah. Like we said before, Esav looked at Yitzchak and he saw chitzonius gvur. And he wanted to replicate him to be like Yitzchak. He wanted to emulate his father in a way which is complete chitzonius. What does Chazal say? In the seam of that medrash in Tehillim, this is what it says. It says the following. Second, I don't have it in my notes here. Thought I wrote it down. This is the seam of it. It says, "Mahu gvurasai sha'asa." What is the real gvur of Yitzhak? Sha'asa la'akara sha'teled. But the real gvur of Yitzhak, the real gvur of Yitzhak, was that he was able to make an akara, and to make it to be able to have children. Right? We think about Yitzhak, the midah of gvura, but we know ezehu gibra hakavish es yitzhak. You can take a regular person, look at Gvura, and say, no, Gvura is to be a weightlifter. Right? But that's how Esav perceived things. When we speak about the Gvura of Yitzhak, the real Gvura of Yitzhak, that he was able to be Mishanes Ateva. He was able to take an Akara and to make it people to have children. This is the Gvura of Yitzhak. But Esav was short-sighted. He couldn't see the real Gvura of Yitzhak, that it was in his premius, in his tefillah. That he was a Gibur b'tefillah. So just it teaches us a perspective of how to be an ish pnimi and ish chitzoni. Not always do we see that what seems to be so amazing and so great is really the ultimate level. That's the chitzonius. Like here, Yaakov was mistabik by Yitzhak in a way where it didn't seem like Yaakov had a real shaykhis to Yitzhak. But in pnimius he did. He was closer to Yitzhak than Esav was. And you see it by the fact that in the end he was zeichet to the bracha. So it just teaches us the whole sugya of Yaakov versus Esav is the sugya of pnimius versus chitzonius. Had to be an ish pnimi in that way to be mistabik tzadikin. And to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Torah and Tefillah, and Avodas Hashem, in the way which is truly the way Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us. Hashem should help us. Should help us. Bizecha, to Torah and Tefillah, biyachad. Simshech, tzidkinu, meher, v'meinu, amen.